back to another episode. I am Sandeep Rao. Joining me today is my co-host Sanjay Manaktala. And today we're going to be talking about how people are all about achieving. It's a word being thrown at us. It's a word around us, circulated like it's a hot potato. But is achievement just an empty shell? Is it just a little banner behind which people hide? And is it something that's creating a gap in society where creating more frustrated, dejected people? So in today's episode, we try to figure that out and a whole lot more. This is the Bloodlines Podcast. Enjoy.
Live from Bengaluru, India. It's the Blurred Lines Podcast with comedians Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao. Talking about lines that blur Indians. This is Blurred Lines.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Sandeep Rao on the Blurred Lines Podcast. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr.
Sanjay Manaktala.
Welcome to another episode. On today's episode, I'm going to be discussing something very close to my heart with Sanjay. I'm going to be talking about this word, which is pissing me off. Achievement. High achievers. We have so much of that discussion going on. And the reason I'm talking about this is because more and more people around us are not content. They're not at peace with themselves. So Sanjay, let me kick it off by asking you, what's your take on this whole notion of the rat race and achievement in Indian society today?
Achievement. I think, you know, college degree growing up, very required. Obviously, MBA arguably, has value depending on where you go and how you use it. But the rest, I think milestones and labels and all that stuff, I think we tend to, I mean, it's definitely required and it's a stepping stone and it's something to aim towards. But yes, I think if I know where you're going, I do agree that people overvalue labels and a lot of things rather than just getting their ass down to work.
Because I say this thing and I swear by it. The safest place right now to hide behind right in India is behind your academic achievements.
That's the safest place to hide?
Yeah, because
you mean like my identity is I'm an MBA from IIT and da, 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 da.
Absolutely. You go for most networking events, right? At the end of it, you don't even know who the person is, whether he or she is an individual. You only know their kind of credentials. MBA from IIMB, PhD, you know, engineering from IIT. It's basically when you have more insecurities, the more you flaunt your achievements.
Well, it's funny because the number one question when you meet new people is what do you do?
Yeah.
Right?
Not and who are you?
I mean, I don't think you could walk into a bar or a networking event at like Infosys and be like, tell me about yourself.
No. Who are you really inside?
Who are you really? Who's there?
Tell me your fears.
Yeah. Tell me about a time your heart was broken. It's like, what? I just wanted a beer. Yeah.
Tell me when you felt disappointed by your parents.
That would be fucked up. I don't know. You know, some people, like, you've ever met those like people who are so out there? They're like, I don't want to have this bullshit superficial conversation.
Yeah.
I want to know your deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah. You're like, all right, weirdo.
I mean,
like,
both are too much.
Too extreme.
But there's some people you just strike a chord with, right? I've gone through.
Can you be a creep with credentials?
Like, I think that's called a CEO. It's like, I am the highest position in this company. So therefore, as a result of IIMB and IIT Kharagpur, I can, you know, flaunt and do whatever I want and take advantage of people around me. I can be insulting. And these are predominantly the CEOs nowadays. Of course, there are good people out there who are low profile, who get the stuff done. They actually go home and they kind of appreciate their family. They appreciate people who are beneath them in the organization. But then you have the arrogant assholes, right? Going, hey, you know who I am? CEO Pradeep. You know?
Yeah. No, I meant, is there like, I'm the creepiest man according to Creep Magazine top 500?
We should start a Creep Magazine.
Yeah, we should, like, because I feel like even in bad things, Indians will be happy, like, with credentials. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like, he is the number one pedophile in this blog.
Okay.
Are we going to edit that out?
No, let's keep that.
Yeah. I like how
I'm just trying to kind of envision this Creep Magazine.
Yeah.
I was on the cover of Creep. I was showing three chest hairs.
I was on the cover of Creep and my mom was like, how many months in a row?
Yeah. Gold chain and three chest hairs. I'm not shaving those three chest hairs because they made me famous on Creep Magazine.
Oh, man. No, but I think, dude, I will agree with you on this week's podcast of the, what's our podcast called again? The Blurred Lines podcast.
Yeah, don't go calling it your other podcast like you've done a couple of times.
Yeah, I think we are addicted. You see, even in stand-up comedy, which you and I have both done for years, maybe too many years by now, where
people are like... Just 1 second.
Yeah.
You said too many years.
Yeah.
8 years for me, 6 years professionally.
9 years,
that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 8 or 9, right?
Yeah.
Now, okay, I'm sorry for interrupting that thought, but the reason I said it is because that is nothing when it comes to certain other markets. Now, I'm not saying we have to compete ourselves by the American bar or British bar of comedy, but we say, oh my God, 9 years and I haven't seen success. Yes, that's because we see people with 4 years getting success, right?
Yeah.
And achievers in that line of work.
In anything, there are startups that are 6 months old that are killing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's my point. What is achievement, right? Because is achievement for you, Sanjay Manakdala, getting better as a comedian, or is it getting fame for being mediocre at what you do?
And I think that, there's a lot of apps and things that start and go nowhere, but they get a lot of credentials and awards and they pay for things on Business Insider and Forbes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But for me, achievement is, I mean, don't get me wrong, success is great, but you definitely want people to appreciate your work. And that comes from numbers and credentials. But I would much rather have a big audience than be in some big article of, you know, I am Forbes top comedian. I would much rather get 1,000 messages a day from strangers saying, I loved your podcast or I loved your video or whatnot. So for me, achievement, to be honest, is validation without credentials, I guess you could say.
So do you want to be appreciated for the work that you appreciate putting out?
Of course. Right. I mean, dude, Bill Gates doesn't have a college degree. You know what I mean? I think he's pretty well accomplished and he has a lot of achievements, but he's not a Harvard MBA, let alone a Harvard graduate. I think most people who have those credentials, none of us know their names, right?
Yeah.
I know Jack Welch, CEO of GE and all these big people, but a lot of people have tough stories and tough grinding it out. But yes, bringing it back to the point of this thing, I think we are way too addicted to thinking an MBA will figure out our life. No, an MBA will just give you a life you may not want.
Yeah.
And it's up to you. With great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, okay.
You know,
Batman. You know, what I was thinking is at this given point.
He's such an asshole. He's just like, oh.
That's okay. Spider-Man. He's not you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, why would I give you credit for some movie line?
Okay, carry on with your dumb thought.
Here's my thought, right?
Yeah.
At any given point, I mean, if you look at our past 60, 70 years in India.
Why are you talking like you just had an orgasm or something?
I mean,
he's like really laying on the radio voice, but continue. Yeah.
Is basically, dude, the average person is the most educated right now in India. I'm talking about middle class India. The more and more you look at them, each of them has an engineering degree. I'm talking about in the workspace. Of course, India is a country with a lot of different segments. But you meet so many more people now who are so-called academically certified.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel they're getting dumber and dumber.
So you think the people who blindly read about startups but never start something up are getting...
Not just startups. I feel just because you are more educated.
So is the factory owner smarter? Is the factory owner with 10 years of experience and 100 crore revenue every year smarter than the IIM MBA at the top of his class?
That's something I don't know. I feel yes in a certain way. Because you can't...
I mean, it's a broad stroke generalization.
I mean, why you do an MBA, right? Like, if you go straight out of, like, your undergraduate program into MBA because it's expected, it's a prescribed success, right? Prescribed way to get up the corporate ladder, then I feel you're being foolish because I feel, from what I've seen from people, is the MBA kind of fine-tunes your working skills. So if you work for a bit, then apply what you want from that MBA and you get what you want from that MBA. I've seen people benefit more from that. So people doing it for the right reasons. Now, I know people who just automatically say, okay, 18, I'll finish my 12th. And by 21, I'll finish my undergrad. By 23, I want to get done my MBA. Now I've done. Okay, now I'm academically at my prime. I'm going to be the best work person in the world. And they become the best work person because they become the proper corporate slave.
Yeah.
They get the right appraisal. They get the right thing.
They have the right check marks on the right boxes ticked.
And that's what the people who are controlling organizations who are at the 0.1% of the economic scale want from. They want the perfect worker bee who does everything on the checklist. And that's what people have been telling. Like, that's the formula they tell you, right? You have to have these things in place. You have to have a perfect resume, a perfect essay, and you have to have the perfect group discussion, the perfect interview, the perfect employee. And then next thing you know, you'll be senior manager and that's your cap because there are 10,000 other people like you. Now, there's no uniqueness to you. There's no growth. There's no individuality. There's no aspect. There's no depth to you. So that's what they're creating. They're creating a large kind of workforce of corporate slaves, and they kind of tickle them, they keep them happy by masking the truth from them, which is like, hey, we'll give you 3% more this year and some stock options. And everybody's like, yay! And therefore, no one's content. And now you see this kind of fidgety kind of mood coming out. Everyone's like, ah, I want to be myself, you know?
Wait, so let me get this straight. You don't like MBAs.
I never said I don't like MBAs.
Let me get this straight. You're anti-MBA.
Not at all.
No.
But see, MBAs and programs.
See, I think, okay.
See, because people nowadays walk around saying, I'm an MBA.
Yeah. No, you're not. You're just somebody who has an MBA. And ideally, my definition of an MBA, which I've coined over the years, is MBAs are for people who don't know what they want to do, but they know they want to do something.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, look, I don't think if you're really passionate about something, you would go get an MBA.
Yeah.
Because an MBA is basically like, well, I know I want to work. I know I can add value to somebody, but I specifically don't know what that is. And an MBA is not going to help me. Even if you do want to be like the, like, so for people who want to be the CEO of a company or a vice president of a company at Nokia or Panasonic, and that's entirely what they want, go get that MBA because it's going to help you climb that ladder. But it's not your identity.
Yeah.
It's like what makes you happy? What makes you sad? Like, but people who are passionate about rockets, or I don't think Steve Jobs had an MBA. I don't think Elon Musk has an MBA. I don't think a lot of comedians and entertainers and actors and startup people have MBAs.
Yeah. The good, because a good they'll idea learn is a good
on
the
job. Yeah. And you'll learn on the job, right? What are you going to learn at 22 with no work experience from an MBA
class? It's
like
a relationship, right?
Yeah, I mean, you learn by doing, right? Yeah.
And here's my thing, like, think about this, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel in the world, when you look at large organizations with large revenues, there are probably only about 10,000 of them.
Large organizations with
like
large
a Google,
revenues.
Like a Facebook, maybe even little.
I mean, there's about 500. That's why it's called the Fortune 500.
Right.
Or 1,000.
Okay,
yeah.
Say 1,000. Okay.
Yeah.
And there are only 1,000 CEOs or CTOs or whatever, right? Now, how many MBA students do we have? Even from your top
probably
schools.
Like 100,000 a year, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm talking about across the world.
A lot.
From your Chicago GSB, from Harvard, from Wharton, from Stanford.
I mean,
from
you're
IM.
Talking about the top 10, but then there's like a bajillion others.
I mean, I'm saying even the top 20 are putting out like, say, about 1,000 to 2,000 a year, right? And then you have your tier 2, tier 3, which are putting another 100,000 out there.
Sure.
And everyone aspires because everyone goes through these courses in MBA where you have like thought leaders from the industry come and tell you how to come and become them.
Yeah.
Like if a CEO of SAP goes and says, you can be me. No.
It's also, you're a 50-year-old white dude that no one would know their name on a business class flight or whatever. And like, I mean, not that that's what defines happiness not happiness or failure, but... Yeah, I think, I mean, to answer, I would agree with you that we attach way too much validation to people's degrees or identities or how much money they make or what awards they got, as opposed to what they actually accomplish with those things. So I'm more about accomplishments than credentials. And I don't know, is there a difference between accomplishments and achievements?
It's kind of a gray area. But it's kind of interused.
Like he's achieved something, he's accomplished. I guess those
I feel
are the same.
Accomplish is a better thing.
Yeah. But I feel
because
okay.
Achieved is kind of put into this context of like he's achieved for someone else.
Yeah. Or achieved looks like a degree. It sounds more like a degree.
It sounds
than
more
an accomplishment.
Like we expected you to do this, you've achieved it. Accomplish is like you wanted to do it. So you've accomplished it. Like, I'll be very honest with you. Like, what's sad, I think, nowadays is people define a person's character and how nice they are as a human being based on the academic achievements in their life. Mm-hmm. Like, he has PhD and MBA, but he went and murdered someone. Like, how?
He's
still an asshole.
What was your joke you used to do, like, 6 years ago about that? Meet my daughter and meet my son or whatever?
MBA must be awesome. MBA, maybe all right.
No. You would say, like, meet my son. He's amazing. He's, like, abusive. He curses. He drinks. Oh, but he has MBA or something. How I just did his own joke.
I forgot about that.
You can go revive it for your next
He rapes puppies, but he's from IAM.
Oh, Lord. But, I am... Don't focus on credentials or achievements. Focus on accomplishments, assuming there's a difference there.
See, it's very easy to say another thing, right? Pursue your passion, be yourself, which is very hard. Mm-hmm. And also pursuing your passion now is the new way of saying achievement, right? It's another, pursue your passion, be anything. You can't be anything, right?
Pursue your passion is an illusion because I think your passion will pursue you if it's really something that you know is your passion. Because
And you can't sit at home on the sofa waiting for passion to knock on your door. But at the same time, if you have a certain interest for it, you should definitely
But there's a million vice presidents at Goldman Sachs sitting in business class flights who really want to just fly planes or take photos or write in their diary.
Yeah.
and their passion is just scratching at their leg, and so it's pursuing them.
Yeah,
but they're
they're scared. I've actually asked friends of mine
like,
who are in pretty big positions in companies, getting fat paychecks.
Yeah,
so they I'm like,
I mean, I'd be passionate about that too.
Yeah, I asked them. I mean, can you do what I'm doing? They're like, no, I'm terrified.
Yeah. As they're sitting there having their champagne on their
I mean, they're paying for like that holiday. But at the same time, they're like, you know, I need security. I need a sense of every month that paycheck coming, every year that bonus coming, every mm-hmm. year more of my stock getting vested, you know?
Yeah. But cool. I think let us know what you guys think.
Of course. Yeah, because I'm sure people are out there right now listening to this mm-hmm. and they do have an MBA and they probably are doing really well and they're content in their space. Mm-hmm. So it might not be the most fair point of view. This is just my experience. I just feel it's creating a larger gap between what people expect. Because think about this, right? You're doing all these things that are expected of you. It's a formula, it's a template that people tell you, if you do these things, you will become successful, as a result happier, as a result more content in life. Mm-hmm. And when you don't find any of that, that's when the dejection and the what the fuck, I did everything kind of course, feeling comes. Yeah. And there are more and more people like that. So I'm trying to get those people and get their opinions and their thoughts and tell them it's fine, you know, because you might have done something, but it's for someone else. So start doing things for yourself.
Yeah. Let us know if you have an MBA, how it actually helped you aside from helping you get more money. I think that's as simple as we can ask. Even I don't know if you know this, I was enrolled at USC for my MBA. I paid the $2,000.
I thought it was your undergrad.
No. Undergrad, I was UC Irvine. Oh. USC, I enrolled it. I got into the program because I had the brains, right?
Yeah.
I think. And then...
My mom actually about you. It's funny.
The what?
She's like, Sanjay, must be a nice guy. Went to Irvine, no?
Irvine.
She likes that. She likes... My mom is one person who loves people with good degrees.
Yeah, man. So I had the MBA. No, I didn't get the MBA. I paid the $2,000. I went to one class and then...
Oh, you enrolled as well?
I enrolled and then I lost the $2,000 because I just stopped coming. I didn't go beyond that.
Yeah.
And then I came to India and pursued my passion. Yeah.
Still pursuing it, man.
Yeah. Let's get some passion fruit. Yeah. So anyways, worst joke to end this week's podcast. Let us know, guys and girls, if you use an MBA and how you used it. And please tell us, did we blur the line? Did we cross the line? And
you can follow us on our social medias. I'm on Instagram at Soapy Rao. And Sanjay, you can tell
me. Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Sanjay Comedy.
Say hello. And you can listen to us very soon on the Bloodlines podcast.
Yes, please do like, rate, review.
Podcast, yeah.
Give us 5 stars, guys. Okay, thank you. All right, we'll see you MBAs next week.
Later,
thank
folks.
You. You've been listening to the Blurred Lines podcast with Sanjay Manaktala and Sandeep Rao. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and tune in next week for a brand new episode. This is Blurred Lines. Signing off.
Goodbye.